The council? Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak to this issue? Yes. Will you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Sheila Dinwiddie, and I am the neighbor across the street.
Pull that down.
There you go.
There you go.
I am not sure where the semis came in. I never complained about semis. They have never parked semis on 10th Street. They have parked trucks with trailers on 10th Street, multiple vehicles. Since we were at the meeting in December, these pictures have been taken since. This one was taken last night. I have the impression that this is for residential, where they actually work out of their home. They're not living in this home. They're gone all night long. There is... Most of the time, the cars have been in since they remodeled without permit to make it an office. These two vehicles park facing the same way. None of them are my vehicles, but this is proving that they park in the street within the last month. This is a picture of them not being there in the park in the morning or late at night. But I'm not sure how this can be a residential office if it's not a residence. The main issue that myself and the neighbor next door to them have, they cannot be here tonight. I'm sure many of you people probably know them, the Porters, Ruthie and Don Porter. Don is extremely ill tonight. Ruthie was taken to the hospital when I left. That's why he's not here. Our main concern is I have health issues. Obviously, Don has health issues. With the vehicles parked in the street, we can't get an ambulance down that street. So there is no alley for them to park in across the street. Like I said, they were doing better since the appeal, or since their thing was denied in December, but they're still parking in the street every time you turn around. My trash hasn't been picked up because they're parked in front of my trash can. The post office, if it's the regular mail guy, it'll be, you know, he'll jump out and put my mail in. If it's the substitute, I've seen her pull up. She can't get around the cars, and she just drives off. What brought this to a head was one day, a couple of months ago, I came home, and I got blocked in my driveway at lunch. I couldn't get back to work because they had a truck with semi-tires in the back dropping off stuff. And 10th Street is, the city did a wonderful job. They redid it about, 7 years ago. The police use it quite often whenever they need to get across town quickly because it is a pretty quiet street. They don't have stoplights or anything there. We finally got a stop sign on it. But it's at this point in time, you know, they've run this business for over a year because I know that for a fact because September last year when we picked up my son, when he got out of the military, we couldn't park the U-Haul trailer on our street to get his Jeep unloaded because all the vehicles from across the street. And it's a quiet neighborhood, but if we can't get an ambulance in to help somebody who's extremely ill, what are we going to do? You know? So, anyway, thank you for your time this evening.
Questions from the council? Thank you. Anyone else like to speak to this issue?
Concerns about not being able to have an ambulance get in or anything, but Mr. Lincoln has spoken to the man himself, and he has told Mr. Lincoln that there is no issues with us having the office there. So I would rather take that more into consideration than her speaking on his behalf because he's not here to defend himself, which Mr. Lincoln spoke to him, and he said there was no issues. The neighbor next door said there was no issues. And we have never had anyone block her driveway. If had that been told, why didn't they come and tell us, can you please move your vehicle? We have never had that happen.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Ms. Rudin, would you explain the vote again?